Thanks for downloading this episode of Leadership Bites with Pastor Brian Dahlman. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, Andy Jones, how's your vision?
Oh, it's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have decent vision. I've never had glasses.
Okay. No need for reading glasses. You're not holding stuff far out there.
No. How about you? You have good vision?
Yeah, I actually do. I have really good vision. I didn't always, but the Lord Jesus healed me.
Wow.
Well, I had LASIK surgery, so
kind of. He works in mysterious ways.
He works through doctors. Yeah. Yes. Well, wanted to talk a little bit about vision and what we see. I am a cranky optimist.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What does that mean? A cranky optimist?
Well, my own tendency would be to be fairly cynical and cranky and maybe dark and negative all the time.
But in an optimistic kind of way.
Well, that's because of Jesus. Yeah, there's Jesus. So
yeah.
Like, you know, he didn't save me completely from myself. Like, I still have some personality there. I'm a cranky optimist.
Yeah.
Yeah. My own tendency would be to see what is and to judge or condemn or label or, you know, stick it in its proper box and walk away because it is what it is. Like,
yeah.
It will not change. That's just the way that's going
to
be.
Doesn't that make it difficult for you to allow change in people?
Yeah. I mean, if I let my cynicism run wild, I'm not going to be cheering on for progress or change in somebody.
Right.
I'm going to be raising an eyebrow and thinking to myself, they'll go back.
Dieting today,
yeah.
Back at the buffet tomorrow.
Right. But see, the problem is Jesus doesn't do that. And I know that he changed me.
Yeah.
And I know that he's still changing things. So that's the deal. Like, I have this little internal tension all the time of being a cranky optimist. I know who I am, and I know that Jesus is changing things.
Mm-hmm.
I read something recently from author Scott McClellan, and he said, Jesus looked at water and saw wine. He looked at the lame and he saw dancers. Jesus looked at the cross and saw victory. Jesus looked at the tomb and he saw it empty. Jesus looked at a disparate collection of rugged Jewish men and saw his first witnesses. He looked at a world ravaged by rebellion and saw it made new. Through grace, Jesus gives us new life, new words, and a new story. He gives us new eyes through which to see. I love the sort of poetic nature of this and just even the word pictures that it gives. Jesus saw the lame and he saw dancers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But the conclusion of this paragraph says, he gives us new eyes through which to see.
Hmm.
And I think for me, that means that my old way of seeing things has to be different because Jesus is giving me new eyes to see. The problem is when we put on our old glasses and we're not seeing clearly anymore. So, like I said, I had LASIK surgery, and I had really bad vision before. Like, I was severely nearsighted to the point where I couldn't see my alarm clock in the morning, you know?
Yeah.
Big red glowing numbers. And looking over on my nightstand, I couldn't read it.
So, that's bad.
Yeah. Have to pick it up, put it up in front of my face so I could see what time it was. But when I got LASIK surgery and then tested afterwards, I was like 20/20. So that's pretty incredible. And then I put on my old glasses just to see what's this look like, you know?
Yeah.
And it was so bad. Like, blind again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I think sometimes we have a tendency to do the same thing. You know, we have new eyes that Jesus has given us to see the world and to see people and to recognize that there is a plan that God has and he's changing things. But we put on those old glasses and everything goes blurry again, which is
right.
Just no good. So we need to remember that Jesus gives us new eyes through which to see, not just so we can be positive for the sake of being positive or overly optimistic or not being able to acknowledge or recognize reality, but having eyes of faith, seeing what can be, what God is up to, recognizing potential and purpose and possibility. So I want you to remember, you have new eyes.
Make sure to check back next week for another installment of Leadership Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dahlman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.